Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. The Horror Club is a group of individuals who have way too much time on their hands, whom love to entertain other individuals, whom also have way too much time on their hands.
Welcome!
We are your hosts, Niza.
And Frothy.
So welcome to episode 8.
Woo!
Brought to you by Sandpaper Sex.
Ooh!
It hurts so good!
If you have not noticed yet, our co-host Anna is not here.
I wonder where she is. You're having a bit of the spotted dick.
The little spotted bit dick.
Of, little bit of a Jeffrey. She having a bit of a pork sausage Jeffrey.
Sitting on top.
She making them oohs and ohs.
Sitting on top of a pot of Jeffrey.
Spotted dicks. You know, spotted dick doesn't even really have anything to do with a dick. I actually found that out a while back, and I'm just like, oh.
What does that mean? What does that actually mean?
It's like a bread or something?
Spotted dicks is a type of bread.
Hang on, I'll pull it up. I think it's like a bread. I don't it's a UK food.
Okay, while you look that up. Before everyone, you know, throws shade at Anna, she actually is not feeling well. She is sick. So no, she did not walk out on the podcast. She told us this afternoon she wasn't able to make it. That's okay. She can take a little break.
Okay, so I found it. It looks like it's a cake.
Who wants to eat a spot of dicks?
It said it's a British pudding made with dried fruit and raisins, and it's often served with custard.
Custard? I love that word. Custard.
Custard. What was I saying that one time that you kept making me say over and over and over again? Was it trolley?
Yes, trolley.
Trolley?
Trolley.
Niza, I've got to go catch the trolley now. Trolley.
Tally-ho.
Tally-ho!
Okay.
We're gonna stop now.
Yeah, we're gonna stop.
That is offensive. Neither, yeah. How dare you.
That's a racist.
That's racist.
That's racist.
That's racist. Especially after the Britex thing. Terrible.
Terrible. Truly. Truly terrible.
We apologize.
Yes.
It's just a bit of fun, you know?
We love the British.
We do. They're hot.
I love
Tom
British.
Hiddleston. Tom Hiddleston and Taylor Swift. You go, girl. You grabbed him. You grabbed that Loki.
Oh, yeah. Lucky.
Loki.
Lucky. Taylor Swift?
Oh, yeah. John Mayer and Loki.
What?
Yeah.
I did not know
John Mayer took her virginity.
I did not know that Loki was going out with Taylor Swift.
Where have you been? Have you been living under a rock?
People, I guess.
People are talking about that, like, all over the internet, and then there's actually, like, this thing that's going on where they're stating that it might be a hoax relationship, because I think this is all bull.
I'm sorry, but Tom Hill, it's like a teacher dating a student.
You know what? I'm hot for teacher. But anyways, so there's this thing that I actually read this morning about them where it talks about how they think that it's a fake relationship. Some people think this is not a legit relationship, and that they've hired paparazzi to follow them around and take pictures of them while they're doing datey things. Like going I have no idea why.
Why would they do that?
The speculation though is that Taylor Swift is filming another music video,
and Tom Hiddleston
is going to be the man in it. And the reason that they're stating that is because I guess Taylor Swift drops a new album every 2 years, and the 2 year mark is coming up since she released her last album. So they think that she's shooting a music video to be released in September, and then shortly after, then she's going to have the album released, and then it's going to be, whoops. Like a Joaquin Phoenix, I just fooled you thing. But I don't think so. I think
they're
legit together. And if they are, that's great. Because
power to the Tay-Tay.
She is adorable. He is fucking hot. And maybe they will make a gorgeous little baby together.
Make some babies.
Let's seriously. Make some cute little babies that can sing and that are hot as fuck.
Yeah, let's squish some parts together and make some babies pop out.
Yeah, really cute babies. Let's go for it.
Well.
We went on a tangent there.
Yes, we did.
This is what happens when Anna isn't here to rein us in.
Exactly.
When Anna's not here, all the order goes out the window.
It does. It's just like all the perviness comes in and we just lose track of what the fuck we are actually
doing. We just go ADD. Because we both are ADD.
Yeah. Squirrel. Or more like penis.
So anyways, I was penis! Me and my friend were riding bikes at penis!
And then we went to the coffee shop at penis!
Mom, can I have a glass of penis? My mom legit was one time like, can you comb my hair? Penis! So I get it from my mom. Can you imagine just like a 23-year-old virgin, older version of me, not virgin, because I'm way over 23 and a virgin. Yeah. No, but a 23 years older than what I am right now version of me just sitting on the couch and then all of a sudden going, penis! And then I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's where it. I get it from. Yeah,
that's it.
That's where the mystery apple solved. Doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Mystery solved.
Yeah. Okay, so Anna's not here. I already talked about that.
Yep, not here.
And we just talked about why she probably isn't here. Yep. I mean, I truly think that she is sick.
Right. Maybe she's faking it. Like, oh my god. She's totally faking it right now.
Hopefully someone from her work listens to this.
Yeah, hopefully. And then she'll have to produce a note to prove that she wasn't having a little bit of the Jeffrey.
There's so much shade in here. I need a flashlight. Click, 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 click.
Uh-oh, your flashlight's broken. Yeah. The monster is going to get you. You are dead.
I'm dead. Let's do a couple shout-outs.
Shout-outs! Woo!
So I want to go ahead and do a shout-out to our friend Alexander S. Brown. Thank you again for joining us on our show for an interview, our last episode. Now, to Alexander's fans, we weren't able to actually get all the questions during the podcast. We do apologize if your questions did not make it onto the show. Also, a little bit of the conversation was cut to make it onto our actual podcast episode. So if you want to go ahead and listen to the full interview with Alexander S. Brown, you can actually access our YouTube channel, The Horror Club, and listen to the full version there. Another individual I want to go ahead and give a shout out to is Chuck Jett, who's actually directing The Acquired Taste, which is an adaptation of Alexander S. Brown's short story from Traumatized. We actually just saw the little preview of the film and we had posted it through our Facebook account. Hopefully we all will be able to see that film soon.
Yep, and we'll also be posting a link on our Twitter page as yes. well. So shout out to Austin Beach at Auto Oblivious Productions. He does some radio dramas. The current one that he's working on right now is Winnebago Warrior, The Tale of John Wayne. Check it out. Exciting stuff.
Yes. He's also actually in works with another production company. I'm sorry if I can't get the name right now, but they are doing a Batman radio drama.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me that they're doing like year one or something like that right now.
Yes, they're doing year one of the Batman.
So another shout out we'd like to give today is Engine Nerdy Show. They gave us a nice little shout out on episode 176 for their podcast. Very nice of you. And, you know, if people are listening for relationship advice in regards to the review they gave us, they'll be greeted with lovely fapping.
Yes, lots of fapping.
Yep.
Gotta get that heavy one in there. Good job. Good job. Yes.
Sandpaper sex. It hurts so good. Yeah, sandpaper sex actually came up because they were saying sandpaper socks on Engine Nerdy Show. And then Niza was like, sandpaper sex? And then I was like, brought to you by sandpaper sex.
Ooh.
It hurts so good.
Yes. Perfect. And also, we want to go ahead and give a shout out to our lovely co-host, Anna, even though she isn't here. We would like her to
keep listening, so we'll at least have one person who listened to our show.
We love you, Anna. We love you so, so much.
Yeah, we really miss you.
We rub you a lot.
We rub you wrong time.
We rub you wrong time. Oh, because Anna's not here, I have to embody her presence. Not too much, though, because I'm not Anna. But, I do have to ask Frosty, what's the latest on Frosty's love life? Because we have not had an update for the past, what, two fucking episodes? So we're all waiting to hear about this now. Go ahead.
So,
go ahead, Frosty.
All
take
right.
Take the mic.
Okay, so Frosty's love life, or lack thereof, give an update on the Frosty failures. So this might be the last. Well, no, who are we kidding? This isn't going to be the last. But I believe a chapter is ending for Frosty's failures. I am not going to be able to see the bagel boy anymore.
What? Why?
So, he got a schedule change.
No!
Yeah, I went in there, and I'm like, hey, where's Joe? And then the guy with the purple hair at the counter was all like, oh, he doesn't come until 11. And then I'm like, oh, schedule change? And then he's like, yeah. And I'm like, fuck you. And then I left. Aww. And so I usually go in there about 10 o'clock, so there's no way for me to ever get in there at 11 to see him. So looks like that chapter has ended. Although
3-year chapter, just like that?
Yeah, the 3-year chapter is going to end, unless, you know, I leave a phone number and be like, call me, baby. But
you need to call me, baby.
But you know, I'm definitely not going to do that.
This is crazy, but here's my number, so call me, baby.
Or I could be like, hey, this is crazy. I talked about you on a podcast. Please don't sue me.
That's a good one.
But I did leave him a parting gift as that door closed, which, you know, might be forever. So I don't know if I mentioned in a previous episode, but when he came back from San Diego, we started talking again, and he actually ended up hurting his leg coming out of his uncle's Jaguar, he told me, and he burned it up pretty bad. And we did get to this point in our conversations where he did know that I was into gory stuff. So he showed me his burn, and then I was like, oh wow, that is the gnarliest effing thing that I've ever seen. Thank you for sharing me right before I'm about to eat. Which is totally fine, because, you know, that shit doesn't faze me. But, you know, anyways, I was just trying to make a joke. He comes out of he comes out from behind the counter to show me, which is the first time that he's ever come out from behind the counter. Uh-huh. And then we're just standing there talking for a while. And then he's all like, oh yeah, this is probably going to scar. And then I'm like, oh, well, that's totally fine. Chicks dig scars. Hint, hint, you know. And then he's like, yeah, I can just tell the girl that I was getting out of my uncle's Jaguar and I burned my leg. And then I was like, no. You should say this. You should say that you were just getting out of a Jaguar and then you burned your leg. That way it implies that you have one.
Kaylee.
What?
Or Frosty, are you fucking telling me that you were giving this man a device on how to pick up chicks or how to lie to them so he can pick them up?
Yeah, I did. I told him what to say that wouldn't get him in trouble and that would score him brownie points with a chick. Yeah, that was my parting gift to him. It sucks because the last time I talked to him, which was on Tuesday of last week, he commented on my Kylo Ren shirt, and we were talking about Star Wars for a little bit, and I'm like, oh my god, he said that he liked my shirt. He was basically looking at my body. He thinks I'm doable. You know, that's what I was thinking in my head there. Probably not.
He's looking at your boobs. I mean, they're hard to miss.
Well, yeah, my boobs are amazing.
And if you had Kylo Ren up in there, you know, bonus.
Yeah, right? Oh, she's got boobs, and she likes Star Wars? Winner.
Yeah. Yeah. Winner, chicken.
I was just about to say that. But I was like, that's gonna be lame. But you decided to do it for me. But yeah, so anyways, I was like all excited to come in there. And I'm all like, oh yay, he's gonna, you know, say hi to me. I'm wearing my other Kylo Ren shirt. I actually have like 7. But that's not right. But yeah, so I was wearing another Kylo Ren shirt. And I'm like, telling the kid with the purple hair, I'm like, hey, where's Joe? And then he's like, oh, he doesn't come in till 11. And then I'm like, oh, schedule change? And then he goes, yeah. And then I'm like, well, fuck. I go in there about 10 o'clock and Joe comes in at 11. I'm already on the bus to work at 11. So that three-year chapter
mm-hmm. just slowly creaks close.
But let's be honest. Was it ever going to really go anywhere? Fucking Frosty. Knees, you're gonna hate this one too, so.
Wait, no, hold on. This one's not ended because you can still leave your phone number with him.
Sure. Or I can leave him the website for our podcast, and then I can be like, hey, this is crazy, but here's my podcast. Please don't sue me because I mentioned you on it. Got another one too from another guy. This one is one that should have stayed closed. I don't know if I told you about this one. This was from a while back. I never talked about this on the show. But so there's this kid at work who I think is kind of cute. He's Filipino. And I was trying to chat him up through, you know, like, instant messages at work and stuff. And then I mentioned how I thought Asian guys were cute. He already had me on Facebook, so he saw all the K-pop pictures that I post all the time. So he knew I liked Asian dudes. But then he made a point to saying, like, oh, you only think Korean men are hot. And then I was like, no, I think Filipino dudes are adorable as well. And then he kind of sidetracked thing and then asked me about you, because I said that my best friend was Filipino.
Okay.
And then so my friend Kelly, when I told her what happened, said that because he sidetracked it on you, that meant that he wasn't into me. When I was just getting ready to say that he was, that I liked Filipino dudes and I thought he was attractive.
Yeah. Filipino. If you're fucking listening to this, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, stupid ass me found out that this kid had never seen Game of Thrones. So I decided...
Wait, is this like after the fact that he was changing the subject over to your friend, me?
Yeah, when he was asking questions
about
you. Okay,
go on. I can't believe you continue to talk to him. Okay, go on.
I'm an idiot. What do you expect? So anyways, I found out through the grapevine that... Well, actually, no. I found out through Facebook that he has never seen Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. And to me, this is odd.
Yeah.
I look at people who have not seen Game of Thrones with a question mark, like...
What are you doing with your life?
Exactly. What are you doing with your life that you don't... That you know nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Non-Game of Thrones watcher.
Nothing.
Well, anyways, so I saw, like, on his Facebook post that he's never seen an episode of Game of Thrones. So then I said... I'm like, hey, you should watch it or whatever. And then he's like, well, I have no way of seeing it for free. So then my dumbass was like, oh, well, I'll give you the password to my HBO Go account. And then you can watch it. Well, anyways, I didn't think much of it. He was like, oh, thank you for, you know, giving me the password. Mm-hmm. That's so nice of you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, brownie points, brownie points, brownie points. Then there's a comment after I said that I was going to give him my password. And I didn't put my password on the comments section at that time. But then then a girl messaged right under what I said and was like, I haven't seen Game of Thrones either. And then he commented right under what she said and he said, do you want to come over and watch it? So he was HBO and chilling some girl.
What? With your account?
With my account. He was going to attempt to do that. Yeah.
You motherfucking little ass bitch. Serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope. Did you fucking change your username?
I did.
Password? Good.
I did.
What? Fuck you. Oh! Are you serious? Yeah. I think I'm gonna have to visit this place of business.
I think you shouldn't.
To, have words. No, I probably shouldn't, because that would end violently. And I'd probably end up in handcuffs. You cannot HBO and chill with someone else's fucking account.
Yep, nope.
Can't. You can Netflix and chill. I don't fucking care about Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Who cares Netflix? Netflix is $8 an hour. But, yeah, no. HBO?
That shit's like $14.99, right?
Yeah. It's $14.99. It's expensive, but it's worth it. I'm actually rewatching True Blood again now that Game of Thrones is over.
Yay. True Blood, though.
That Eric Northman.
I'm going to say right now that you're going to be very disappointed with that last season. You're going to feel like... Why did I even fucking waste time watching this TV show if they were just gonna fucking end it like that?
Oh my god, really?
Yes.
Is it like that?
You haven't spoiled it for yourself, have you?
No.
No, I wanted to get your reaction right when you finish that final season, and you're gonna come in, and you're gonna talk about it, and we're gonna have words about it, and you're gonna say, fuck that TV show!
But it's come for the Bill, stay for the Eric. What? I don't get it. What's gonna happen?
You'll see. You'll see.
I'm scared.
So you're Eric and I'm Bill. Because
yeah.
I've not read all the books, but I've read some of them. And watching the TV show, I was like, ooh, Eric's really hot, but Bill has my heart and soul. Like, I'm like, Bill.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Anyway. Yeah, but I'm going to be really interested to see what you think about that whole TV show when you finish.
Okay.
Before we get too far away from a recent Frosty Failure story about being HBO'd and chilled, I am going to go ahead and share a song. We did review this artist previously, Salve, and this new song that he recently put out is called... Bitch, You Got No Jams.
Is he rat-monning us?
Yes, he's rat-monning someone.
You got no jams!
I felt like after your story, this is a very good song to start off with. So, bitch, you got no jams.
Let me understand what is going on. Every time I try to get a gig, there is something wrong. And they never give a reason, which is very odd. And I'm bothered by the people that have taken some part. Calling out those involved with Cape Town. Even in my city, there are those who hate the movement that I've made. Rapping them in all the way. I am peaceful, but today they have pushed me to the edge where I need to speak up, though. I am not a rapper, monster, I am neither. But push me to this limit, you won't know what to believe in. Like an XO, yeah, I'm creeping. When provoked, I'm back. No more jokes, no more gimmicks, less the joke is rap lines. Yeah, tell that bitch she got no jams. For every hatin' comment by my singing, understand that you can't do what I do, so stay in your lane. Till your conscience more consistent than a picture in your frame. Yeah, your profile pic, which is stolen from your idol. Nothing's wrong with that, that's just me, you've made a rival. Call you out once, but I won't give you no limelight. Promoting any haters to my cause is a crime. Writing sits them in my mind, my emotions get the best of me. Writing on these lyrics certainly is a killer recipe. And like a puffer fish, it could blow up in my face. But today my fingers up, giving a damn about my fate. Like Dean, yeah, here's to my...
So that was Bitch, You Got No Jams.
I loved it.
I love how he...
He mentioned EXO, he mentioned BTS, he mentioned Rapmon.
Yep. EXO, TVXQ. Yeah.
I like how he did
Show Me the Money, too, in that song, which is the show that Bobby was in, doing a rap battle against other rappers.
I would like to see him do it against Bobby. I bet you he'd beat Bobby. I mean, I like Icon, but I'm pretty sure he could probably kick Bobby's ass.
So you think Solvay can rap out Bobby?
I think Solvay could rap out Bobby.
I think if Solvay was listening to this, he's like, yes! Mm-hmm. Fan. You made a fan out of you. He did mention a lot about KCON, so that's another subject I kind of wanted to bring up. This is not going to be a good time for Frosty, so I hope everybody is prepared for this.
Wait, what do you mean?
Hold up. We did talk about going to KCON this year. And
that we couldn't afford it, but it's fine because we'll try to do it for next year.
But I think you're going to be a little bit upset after I tell you who's going to be in KCON LA, which is the one we were actually going to go to.
All right, lay it down on me.
So, CN Blue was going to be there.
Oh, Jonghyun.
Yes. BTS was going to be there.
Oh.
Yes. Girls' Generation.
Sunny.
GFRIEND.
I actually never heard of their music.
GFRIEND and TWICE are fairly new. I haven't checked them out really that much either. Oh. Dean, which was mentioned in the song. This is the kicker. You ready for this? Block B.
P.O.!
Okay, so we're going to take a little break. I'm going to go into who's also going to be in the KCON lineup is Astro. So we're going to go ahead and review Astro's song.
I'm very, very good. Good, 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 good.
I'm very, very good.
So I'm gonna pull up Astro. That's a very good song. I'm gonna pull up Astro's song. So we're gonna go ahead and review Astro's Breathless.
Cause I'm breathless right now. Yes. Jesus. Fucking P.O.
Hey.
So that was Astro's Breathless.
So I need a soda now. Preferably one that's blonde and Asian.
And full of orange soda.
Can you eat a bunch of orange chicken?
That's very...
I bet he'd be tangy then.
Drink them all up.
Why was that girl walking around with like 6 sodas? Like, seriously, I will have, like, 2. If I'm by myself, it's 2.
Don't be a fat ass.
Yeah, seriously, why are you walking around with 6 sodas?
Decrease your soda intake, please.
The video was cute, but I'm just like, and then she's, like, talking to them and having conversations.
You're talking to your soda bitch.
Yeah, it's, her best friend is a duck.
Yeah. It was a very cutesy video,
No, it was
though.
Cute, but when you think about it, it's a girl on the beach laughing to herself with 6 sodas.
Right. And it's funny because, like, we don't usually... Most of the songs that we've been reviewing or been sharing on our podcast have been kind of hip-hop-ish. And this one was more of a bubble pop.
Bubble, 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 pop. Bubble, 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 pop. Bubble, pop.
This one was a more poppy, happy song, so hopefully our listeners enjoyed it too, as much as, well, I liked it. I don't know if you like that type of stuff.
No, I liked it. I found a new bias.
Yeah, they're very cute. Mm-hmm. They're very young. But they're very cute.
It's okay.
Let's get into news.
News. All right. So there's a new app that came out called Pokemon Go.
Ooh.
Where basically you take your phone and in your real world, you can capture Pokemon. So it's a mobile app where you basically just, you know, have your camera out and then in your surrounding areas, you can hunt down Pokemon. I've seen the trailer for it. You know, like, they've got a video on Now This that shows it. Uh-huh. And that, you know, like, they have people who are, like, in a park, and then they take a shot of this cave or something like that. And then there's a damn Charizard in there.
That is pretty sweet. So, yeah. Do you know if you can see a battle going on in your current surroundings?
So, I'm not sure about that because the trailer didn't show it, but it just basically looks like you can just grab Pokemon. That's what I saw. I mean, I'm assuming you're able to battle them as well.
Is it first-gen Pokemon?
It looked like it was just first-gen Pokemon. Oh, like, the ones that I saw were all first-gen. I hope they're only doing first-gen, because if I ever catch that Pokemon with the ice cream cone...
You're gonna be fucking pissed.
I'm gonna be pissed, because that was lazy.
I don't want to say I like them all, but I like the fact that there's a panda Pokemon now. His name is Pancham, and he's adorable, because I'm a big panda lover. I love pandas.
Of course you are, little China girl.
Yes, I love pandas. And that song, panda, 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 panda. I'm excited for Pokemon Go, though. I'll play that game. We're going to have to play this game now that we have downloaded it.
Okay, yeah,
we're going to be out there in my house, you know, running around 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm fucking catching a Pikachu.
Yeah, well, my Growlithe and my Charizard are going to beat you.
I wonder if we can battle each other. That would be amazing.
It'd be so funny. We're going to have to update this.
Yes, we'll update this.
So, yes, we are downloading the Pokemon Go app now. And hopefully next week we'll be able to update you on how amazing it is or how much it sucks.
Yes, we will let you know. I mean, so far it's only gotten 3 stars on the Google Play Store. So
how many stars can they get?
5.
Okay, so 3 is good.
Three is meh.
We will let you guys know. I've downloaded a couple of games that were meh.
Yeah, we love playing meh games. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited for the VR that's going to come out, hopefully for PlayStation. I'll be playing that shit like crazy. And if they do a zombie game...
Then we should totally film our reactions to us screaming every time something comes out and touches us.
Right? I'll be screaming my head off. You can... I don't usually play scary video games. I did do the Left 4 Dead video games. I played Resident Evil sometimes on GameCube.
What was the name of the one that we watched? It was like a walkthrough for it. It was the one that was done by that Del Toro guy. You know, where they're in the house?
Yeah, it's, that was a demo for Silent Hill one, I think. Hmm. Or something. I can't remember.
Well, that one freaked me out. Yeah. I would like to do that with VR.
Oh, God.
That would be fun.
Oh, God, I'd be fucking scared the whole time because...
And then it's cool, too, though, because you have to go around in a circle. So then, I mean, you just go around in a circle in your house or something.
Yeah. That was a... Whew. Even watching them play that game was like, I was laughing because they were so funny and scared during that time, but I was like, I would not play with this.
Yeah, can you imagine?
I'd never play this game by myself.
Yeah, I'm at someone by yourself at night.
No, fuck that. Fuck that noise.
Yeah.
Fuck that noise. Fuck that noise. Okay, another news I wanted to bring up. Victoria Beckham posted a video on July 5th saying 20 years on, girl power being used to empower a new generation. Hashtag what I really, really want is to empower girls all around the world. Hashtagging what you would like, you know, what you really, really want. And then saying what you want to change for women all around the world. They did the original song, but they remade the video and had a bunch of girls from all over the world doing parts of the video. So if you want to go ahead and check this out, we actually posted this on our Facebook and you can check out the video through there. I like the way they did the video.
Did you notice the ending, though? The ending was where they originally shot it.
Yeah, they did.
I was, like, looking at that, and I'm like, that is familiar. I see my childhood flashing before my eyes.
Nostalgia. Oh, this nostalgia. Yeah, but I love how even, 20 years later, we're still, you know, girl power.
We still really, 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 really want.
Yeah, we really, really still want a lot of things. It's sad, though, but anyway. Girl power. So, horror club.
Girl power.
Okay, let's go into movies, because we're running out of time.
We are running out of time?
Yes.
So, movie updates.
Let's do the ones that we're wanting to see.
Okay, so the ones that we are wanting to see. Star Trek, the new Star Trek movie.
Yes.
When's that coming out? Oh, the 22nd.
Of this month?
Yeah.
Sweet.
So, I'm looking forward to seeing Star Trek Beyond. Well, number one, Anton Yelchin's last Star Trek movie.
Yes.
And I'm really curious to see what happens with Chekhov in that one, since that's, you know, going to be the last time we see his Chekhov.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that he gets transferred if they decide to make another one and that they don't recast him, because I really hate recasts.
Yeah, me too. I don't.
So I would like it if they say that, his Pavel was killed in a battle. Or Pavel is now on another ship, and he's
no longer.
Pavel's on a farm.
Yeah,
and he gets to play with all the other puppies, and he's so happy. And there's so many ducks and stuff for him to play with.
Yes, what we did do for in memory of Anton Yelchin, we did watch his other latest movie, The Green Room.
Yeah. so that was an interesting film.
It was an interesting film, but I gotta tell you, if we were gonna rank it 1 to 5, I would give it a 3.
Yeah, it's a meh.
It's a meh.
It's a meh.
It's not a rev.
Anton did great in it, but it was just kind of too weird.
It wasn't necessarily weird, but it did not pick up the pace fast enough.
Well, yeah, no, yeah, it was a slow start, but then, and then there was, like, a character in it. Who was it? The badass drummer?
Yeah.
Or was it the bass player? No, it was a drummer.
It was a drummer.
Yeah, so it's like, we're thinking, like, okay, this guy.
So, before we go into that, the Green Room is about a band who goes into, like, a neo-Nazi, establishment and plays
their set.
Yeah,
and
plays
then
their set, and then I'll come across them killing a girl.
Yeah, they happen to just walk in on a dead body right after she's been murdered, and then the band becomes implicated in the scene, so they obviously can't let them go.
Mm-hmm.
And then so it's basically the band trying to escape.
They lock them in the green room.
Yep, they're trying to escape from the green room in this bar and, you know, get out alive. And
yes.
Upsetting with the drummer.
Yeah,
because so we thought he was going to be a badass character, and then
he was a badass character. We're not going to spoil too much for you guys.
Well, yeah, he was, but
It was still. It's not something that you should probably see in the movie theater. I would probably wait to rent it at home or stream it at home.
Yeah.
So, moving on.
Moving on.
I do want to go ahead and give an update to The Gunslinger. Because I did mention Stephen King's Gunslinger was going to be turned into a film, and I had mentioned in the previous podcast that I have thought that Matthew McConaughey would be playing the gunslinger, which is not the case. It has been confirmed that Idris Elba will be playing the gunslinger in this, in the movie. If you do not know who Idris Elba is, he's from, like, Thor.
Heimdall, open the Bifrost!
Exactly. Pacific Rim. I actually really liked Pacific Rim. And he's in the recent Jungle Book. I would like to know if our listeners are big Stephen King Dark Tower fans. Go ahead and let us know what you think about the casting that they have on here. I'd really like to hear about their opinions. What are you playing?
Huh? Oh, the Pokemon game just downloaded.
wait for me, shit! Okay, another one we wanted to talk about is one that I did see was Me Before You. Now, Me Before You is about...
a quadriplegic.
And this was actually a book before it was a movie. But it's about a young, quirky girl named Lou who gets fired from her cafe job and ends up having to find a different job to make ends meet and to help her family out. Well, she ends up landing a job with a paralyzed, young, ex-wealthy banker who got into an accident like a year earlier by getting hit by a motorcycle. Now, the movie just goes into how he was a very enclosed, depressed person, and her character comes in and pretty much changes his view on life. You know, like, lightens up his life for him, and it's a love story, duh. Frosty was telling me that there was actually a controversy, and I tried to stay out of seeing that. The cast, though, you know, includes Emilia Clarke, Sam Claflin, who plays William Trainor. It also includes Matthew Lewis as Patrick, and that's Neville Longbottom from Harry Potter.
Who is looking hot as fuck now. Like, seriously, he has come a long way.
Not only that, but they had Charles Dance.
Tywin Lannister.
We had talked about what if he got on that. Do you think if when he got on that set, he was like...
Khaleesi.
Khaleesi.
Hello, Khaleesi.
But Frosty was telling me about how there was actually controversy with this movie, and I had avoided it on purpose so I could get an actual, my own personal opinion on what was going down in the movie and how I felt about it. I'm gonna let Kaylee tell me about the controversy.
The girl is called Frosty.
Okay, so
Frosty. So anyways, I'm not really into this movie, mostly because of the ending, so I am going to be giving spoilers. Basically, what happens is the girl comes in, and she, you know, takes him from his dark place, brings him into the life, shows him that his life does not end. You'd think that maybe he'd get over it then, and then that they could live happily ever after. The two of them madly in love with each other. But then he fucking kills himself.
Yes.
Now, the controversy with this, or the outcry that I had heard from this, is that people who are disabled, or people who are in similar paralyzed situations as him, saw this movie and this ending as a basically, oh, die, just die. Like, they wanted that happy ending where yes. the two of them were together,
yes.
where, but instead it was like, oh, I'm gonna die anyways. Yes. Thank you for lighting up my life, but I shouldn't be here dragging right. you down. So I don't have the right to live, bye.
Yes.
And that's what I don't like.
And that was, to me, that was a really big, I can't even describe it, like, a very big disappointment. And now that you say that, that's how I felt. Like, I was like, I can kind of see where this movie's going wrong, because before he meets her, he does set up a plan. I mean, before he was paralyzed, he lived a very fulfilled, adventurous life. I mean, this character is supposed to be like this great bachelor.
They compared him with James Bond.
Yeah, exactly. Who's compared to James Bond. He did so many adventurous stuff, and that was him. He defined himself as that individual. And when he became paralyzed, lost his girlfriend, his best friend, and was just his being stuck and everybody else taking care of him after, you know, he's a successful banker, he could not live as the person that he was. He truly felt like he wasn't the same. Like, he was just living as a shadow of his previous life, of his former life. And the fact that she comes in and she finds out that he's got this plan to go to Switzerland and to commit suicide, you know, peacefully. And when she finds out about this, she really tries hard to make his life more adventurous and show him that he can still enjoy life and be happy with his situation. And that she was willing to be with him and take care of him, even through this.
Yeah, but it's like, but what angers me about it, though, is like, imagine, just for an example, just because he's the only one who's popped into my mind right now. Imagine if Stephen Hawking saw this movie.
I just gave up.
And went to this movie with his wife, not knowing what this movie was about, but, you know, like, anybody Well, basically anybody, but he's just the one who comes to my mind right now. And then they see the end of this movie, and then Stephen Hawking just gets this message like, oh, maybe I should kill myself right now.
Yeah,
that's... Because of that. And that's stupid a very because, sad, yeah. because he is just so flippin' smart, and he shows you what he can do despite the fact that he's not able to function as mm-hmm. we do. He can still function, he can still live, you know, I mean, it's not... a normal life, or at least not something that we would call normal. But
he's living life to the fullest.
He is living life to the fullest that he can possibly do. Yes. And there should not be a message that says, oh, because you're not like us, don't do that.
Yeah. And that was very sad. We got to think about that there is someone like that out there who doesn't think that being that way is the way to live, and so ending it peacefully is the best choice for them. Some of the movie is really about respecting other people's choices, no matter what. So even though you may feel that you can continue life as a paraplegic.
Any way that you feel impaired.
Yeah, any way you feel impaired. There's going to be, you know, the sad truth is not everybody is going to choose to continue life living that way. I mean, like, yes... You're in that situation. You're making the best out of it. You're doing you, and you're living the fullest of your life. But we got to remember that not everyone has that same mindset. Not everyone can go out there and do something. I can see where the controversy is like, well, you're just kind of telling people...
Go kill yourself.
Go kill yourself. But that's not really it. It's the character's choice, the person that he was, what he chose to do. Let's not put you personally in that movie. Like, if you continue to move on and you find a path that works out for you and that's making you happy, good for you. But we have to remember that...
Not everybody has an Emily Clark.
Yeah.
But even
Emily Clark couldn't do it.
Couldn't help. Exactly. Couldn't help him, but I think that's mostly due to the writers.
Yeah.
But, well, anyways, this...
I'm interested to read the book to see if it has a different outcome.
I'm pretty sure the book didn't have a different outcome. But maybe it changes it a little.
Maybe it changes it a little bit.
But
it's very sad.
One movie that I do want to mention though right now, Nisa hasn't seen this yet, so I'm probably gonna make her see it after because I think it's probably a good follow up. It's called The Fundamentals of Caring, which stars Paul Rudd, and it's also got Selena Gomez and Craig Roberts in it.
I actually started watching that.
You did start watching it? Okay.
But I didn't finish it.
Well, you should definitely finish it because it's, you know, it's about this kid who's got muscular dystrophy, mm-hmm. and he kind of has the same attitude as the character in Me Before You,
yeah.
but in the end, he does not end up killing himself.
Okay.
He has the outcome that I wanted this movie to have, basically.
So overall, rating it 1 to 5, I would probably give this movie, I would say 3.5. Let's say 3.5, because the ending really sucked.
I'm gonna give it a 2.
I'm 3.5 because I loved the acting, I loved the characters, and I liked majority of the storyline besides the ending. Like, I was really hoping that he was going to change his mind, and he didn't.
I mean, Me Before You itself, even the title, kind of makes you think, like, he is going to stop it because it's like, well, that's what I was thinking
that I'm
before
a better,
you.
Yeah, exactly. That I'm a better person with you. That's what I was hoping for, too. That he was going to realize, like, his life before wasn't all it was cracked up to be. Sure, he was this crazy James Bond, like, real-life James Bond persona, but it wasn't really him. That he would snap and, realize that, oh, you know, Emily Clark's character is opening my eyes to the actual person that I am. Yeah, 3.5.
I'll give it a 2 for the acting. I mean, the acting was really good, you know. And then I loved seeing Mr. Bate. And Neville Longbottom and Tywin Lannister. And then, you know,
we didn't even mention Mr. Bates.
Having Khaleesi.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Bates plays Khaleesi's dad in this one. You know, and then I liked the acting. And I was hoping for the best. I was hoping that, you know, it would be the ending that I wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But because the ending kind of let me down, and then on top of that, you know, reading from that perspective of the person who wrote the article stating, well, this is saying that all disabled people should just give up. Like, I kind of saw that as I'm like, yeah, that's That's not right.
And that's sad. I mean, like, yes, a majority of the audience is going to think that.
So I give it a 2, just because of that.
It's not a movie that I would see in the movie theater. Probably should just stream it.
Stream it or rent it.
Yeah, exactly. You did go see Swiss Army Man.
I did. I did go see a movie, which has another Harry Potter alumni, the actual Harry Potter. Paul Dano and Daniel Radcliffe star in that movie.
Damn, Daniel.
What can I say about this movie except fucking weird?
Really?
Fucking weird.
Like, weirder than horns?
Way weirder than horns.
Way weird. Well, I mean, like, doesn't he use his body as, like, a multi-tool?
Yeah. So, what this movie is basically about is Paul Dano was on a boat, and then he gets stranded on an island. Uh-huh. And I'm guessing that they're, like, in Portland or Washington.
It's very green.
Yeah, it's very green, and then the woods and stuff like that kind of, you know, like, remind me of around here.
The great Northwest.
So, anyways, Paul Dano was stranded on an island. And then he's contemplating killing himself. Like, he's literally got the noose around his neck. And then all of a sudden, this body washes up on shore. And it's Daniel Radcliffe. And then,
dead?
Daniel Radcliffe is dead. Yes. Daniel Radcliffe is dead the whole...
Okay, so this is like Castaway with...
So Wilson is actually a dead body, basically. Yeah. Well, okay, so here's the weird thing about this movie. So the whole time I'm thinking maybe he's just insane. When he's... Because the body starts doing these weird things. Like, he basically rides the body like a jet ski. He drinks water out of the dude's mouth. His dick is used as a compass for a way out when they're lost.
Okay.
Daniel Radcliffe starts talking and moving a little bit.
Okay.
You know, not complete moving most of the time. He's just, like, just talking. Well, they're trying to get Paul Dano back to civilization. Mm-hmm. And while they're on this adventure to find civilization, Daniel Radcliffe says that he doesn't remember what civilization is like. So Paul Dano then starts constructing all these weird things out of wood and scraps of clothing and garbage that they just happen to come across as they're traveling through the woods. Which kind of makes me think that we need to work on our littering problem. Because if a dude who's stranded in the woods can make all these wonderful things out of trash, yeah, we probably gotta start cleaning up the earth more. But anyways, I'm gonna spoil this.
No, don't spoil it, because I still want to see it. What would you rate it?
I would rate it a 3.
Why?
Just because it's so fucking weird.
But you didn't enjoy the weirdness?
No, I enjoyed it.
Frosty did not enjoy the weirdness.
No, I enjoyed it.
It was too
weird. It's not a movie that you would probably want to see in theaters, so you'd probably want to stream this one too.
Oh, okay, so this is a streamer.
Yeah. Streamer. I mean, it was just too fucking weird. When you see it, you'll get what I mean, and then you'll call me up and you'll be like, "Yeah, this movie is too fucking weird."
So you liked Horns? You liked Horns?
Oh my God, Horns was a million times better than this one. But I would still recommend seeing Swiss Army Man, just because.
Did it make you laugh?
Oh my God, it made me laugh so much. Okay. But it's just so so weird.
What the fuck did I just watch?
Yes, it's literally.
What the fuck did I just watch?
What the hell did I just watch? Okay. Was literally what I said.
So 3 out of 5.
Yeah, we give it a 3 out of 5.
Okay, so before we end our show today, I wanted to go ahead and mention that we have contacted a new author to try to set up an interview on our show with us. Her name is Anita Vallée. Now, I'm, like, super excited because Anita is an independent writer, and she's actually written a novella series called The Nine Princesses. And she has a new one coming out that she's got 2 books of now called The Dark Fairy Tales. So the first one she has of that is called Sinful Cinderella. So this one is actually about Cinderella not actually being a docile girl who meekly obeys her stepmother. So this one is actually about Cinderella actually not being a good person. She only does these nice things to collect good magic. To, how you say, gain wealth and popularity. But I'm excited that Anita actually messaged us back saying that she would love to be on our show. Yee. So hopefully we will have her on our show in a couple episodes.
I'm excited, and that actually sounds like an interesting twist on Cinderella. I'll have to read that before she gets on so that I can have some questions to ask
her. Yes, and we'll definitely have the same setup. You'll be able to text us to go ahead and ask questions about Anita and her books and her writing and what she plans on doing in the future.
Yep, so go ahead and check out her books and then get those questions ready. Either send us a voicemail or leave us a text message at
971-301-HARA or 971-301-4272. Right, I think that's all we have time for our show today.
So at this time, we would like to thank you for your membership to the Horror Club. Make sure to show your support through our Facebook page, Twitter, and Instagram. Like, comment, and share, because we just love. And if you really hated your time with us today,
sorry, we're not sorry.
Sometimes you just want to run, run, run from your mistakes. Sometimes you just want to run. Your mistakes, well, they got legs and they could outrun you in 100 secs. Your mistakes, they curly and they sharp. Sometimes you just want to run, run, run from your mistakes. Sometimes you just want to run. Lay your friends down.